Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. There's a snag in the renovation and expansion of the NAFRS fire facility. Northfield Administrator Ben Martig told council this week.
We got our bids in for the fire station project. Unfortunately, not good news to share. We're using a construction manager form, which has multiple bid packages where we hired somebody to manage the process. So we had, of our 23 bid packages, we received only 11 of the 23 actual bids on those. And of those 11, only 5 of them had multiple bidders with that.
Additionally,
if we accepted those and got other competitive bids related to the other packages, we'd be basically blowing our entire contingency because we're higher on those estimates than what we came in at.
There's also a worker shortage in the trades. The facilities committee met this morning to look for options, and a special board meeting is scheduled for Monday at 4 p.m. in the police training room. That meeting is open to the public. Martig said this item will be on the council agenda next Tuesday. If appropriate, they may hold a vote on it. School safety gun control is a priority in the legislature. District 20B Representative David Bly said,
in schools, I think another issue that has come up is there are kids out there who are hurting or are estranged or, you know, don't feel connected to the community or the school that they're in. And those are the ones that we worry about. And we've really reduced the number of counselors in schools who might have an opportunity to either connect with someone who knows a kid who's that's happening with, or be able to work with that kid to help them feel more connected or get some help.
Governor Dayton has proposed adding nearly $21 million in revenue to enhance mental health resources. Bly said, in particular, counselors at elementary schools' role is quite different than it used to be.
I think the counselors provide a more, almost I think what you might think of a social worker doing, where they are looking for kids who are struggling emotionally or having difficulties.
Bly's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. And a local woman is celebrating International Women's Day today by delivering flowers to women in assisted living homes around Northfield, including 50 North, Three Links, and also at the NRC. Judy Smith of Judy's Floral Design explained that International Women's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world, and she'd like to see it recognized as a holiday.
And showing honor and respect, this is a way that we can do it. And so we're hoping other people show respect for women today by doing something nice.
In addition to delivering free flowers to the assisted living homes, Judy and her team will be giving away a free flower to every woman of every age who stops by her store today on Division Street. News from around the state is next.